We're up to Dinei Sicha B'Shabbos, page 324, in Shinchov Zayin Siv Beis. And the halacha is as follows. We spoke about Sicha yesterday. Anointing with oil in the skin. So we spoke about the fact that it's a refu, and that's why it's also more on the concept of refu and simin shin chofres. But to put oil on the skin and that's a problem because of refu. See, Beis tells us something else. See, Beis tells us sochin and mamash machine be'an osoy. To put a bit of oil on a mash machine and to massage then also for a person's enjoyment. Massage. If it's in a shinui way, you do it slightly different than normally. You do the oil and the massage simultaneously, as opposed to first putting the oil all over the skin and then doing the massage. If you don't do it that way, but you do it the oil, the anointing, and the massaging simultaneously, that is mutter. But don't do it too strongly. But with a softer touch. I don't know if anybody's into massage. I don't know if anybody's into that. But on Shabbos, the halacha is that if you do it with the oil together, it would be mutter. As long as it's not as strong as normal. Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Yisai. Mishnah Berurah, Tzif Kotten, he tells us, Sochin b'mash mashin, dehainu, shochin b'shemen, you smear some oil, u'mash mashin b'yad, and you massage with your hands, al kol ha'gof la'no, on the entire body, for its benefit. Now, I don't know if that means, what's the word kol ha'gof? Al kol ha'gof. Al kol ha'gof? Yeah, so on the entire body. So does that mean that he says that it's permitted to do if you do it al kol ha'gof la'no? If you do it on the entire body la'no? Does that mean that it's dafk if it's what does it mean al kol ha'gof? What if it's only a partial amount of the goof? Is it? You're saying that it must be generally, if you're doing it, you're doing it for the whole body. You can't just do a part of it. Yeah, I hear that. That's a good svar, Rabbi Yisai. I was wondering. My question was, what's the point? What if you only do massage for part of it? Mishnebu's words is that shesachin mash machine al kol aguf. If you do massage on the whole goof, then it's mutter. So the question was, what does that mean that if it's only part of the goof, it's not? What does the word al kol aguf tell me? Why if it's only, what's the halacha if it's only part of the body? I wasn't sure what it means. So, but Mr. Vigori said, pardon?
Maybe it just means any part.
Al kol aguf meaning any part. Could be. Al kol aguf. But I like what Guy's telling us, that normally when you do the massage, if you want to help somebody, you have to do it on the entire body. You can't just do a little bit. Although if somebody's got a neck ache or something, or his shoulder is really hurting him or something. I hear. Perhaps. Perhaps. That's quite a chiddush. Perhaps. I'm not sure. Mishnah Berurah, Tzif Kotten, involved, tells us that you have to do it in a shinui way, in an irregular way. You must do it in a different way than you're doing it on weekdays. That's what we learned. That we learned that it's done a different way. And the different way is that normally you put the oil and then the massage. Here now we're doing it differently. You're putting it together. You're kind of doing it all simultaneously. Now, also, brief you in a dime. Don't do it too strong, but it has to be slightly soft. If it's too strong, if you're really like going for it, that would be also. So you have to do it slightly softly, Rabbi Yisai. Siv Gimel, ein megorin bekli ha'osu lekach, to scrape off. You may not use a keli to scratch off something, and that the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Kotten Ches, that in megorin to uvdu d'choil, it's a weekday-ish, and it's uvdu d'choil. Bekli, if you're using a keli, but if you're using your hands, so if you're scratching, it's basically scratching. If you're using a keli,
Mishnah Berurah says, Shulchan Aruch says it's also. If you've got some dirt sticking onto, let's say you've got mud on your body or something, so you want to take it off with a keli, that's also. But if you want to scratch it off with your hands, that would be permitted. The only exception, generally, with your hands, you're allowed to. With the keli, it's also. The exception is that if it is extremely muddy, it's tit. Or tzoya, you're talking about extremely dirty, then you'd be allowed, then your body's extremely dirty, then it would be permitted even to use a keli. Mishnah Berurah tells us that, in Sifkoten Tess, you're allowed to use your hands, make sure not to start, to make yourself bleed. If you're going to cause bleeding, then that will be also in its own right. If you have a keli which is designated especially for uses on Shabbos, that would be mutter as well. That the young girls, they have got a kli, they have got a brush, which is made out of chazir's pig's hair. Hamiuchel Shabbos is designated for Shabbos. Shabbos brush. Shabbos brush. That's what it is. Absolutely. So normally, if you're using a brush, that would be also. A brush is normally also. If it's a brush, however, which is designated for use only on Shabbos, you're going to use it, then a brush will be mutter. And that, in fact, was the minhag, it seems. Young girls used to have a brush made out of sa'a chazir, and that was the brush that used on Shabbos. Fancy that. But I don't know why sa'a chazir, it's probably quite, is it? Is it? Pardon? Stiff and strong, maybe, yeah. And that was the ones for Shabbos, and that's what they used, and that's mutter. And that's not mechse ke'udim b'choil. If a person is, however, very, very dirty, full of mud, tit and tzoya, then he can use anything because it's so dirty and it's repulsive, and then he will be mutter. Seif Dalet, which is the final seif for Simon Shin Chav Zayin, lo yosuch raglo b'shemen. Now that's a different halach altogether. This is talking about processing of the hide, of the leather. So if you've got brand new leather, in order to make it a little bit soft, a little bit more soft, a little bit more comfortable, you have to pour some oil in there. Makes sense. Put a bit of oil. So are you allowed to do that on Shabbos or not? So imagine you've got brand new shoes made out of leather and they're a little bit stiff, not very comfortable. You want to add a bit of oil to soften it a bit. Mutter also. Also, why? Lo yosuch ragloi b'shemen. Shu b'soy chaminol. Not only you're allowed to put oil in the shoe, but you can't even soak your foot, which you're going to put into the shoe to soften it indirectly. That's also. Lo yosuch ragloi, don't put oil on your foot. Peshem with oil, which is going to go into the shoe, hoya sandal or the other type of shoe. Achadoshim, if they are new, why? Mipnei, because sha'oir, the leather, mizrakech, will go soft. For domele ibut, and it resembles ibut. It's a type of ibut. You're processing the hide. You're processing the leather, which is also havel, but soch ragloi. But you are allowed to soch ragloi if the foot is not in the shoe yet. If you're just putting it in there, but you're putting oil on your foot, which is nowhere near the shoe yet. Then put it into the shoe. So again, if the shoe, you're not allowed to put oil in the shoe, you're not even allowed to put oil on the foot which is in the shoe, because you are softening the leather, but you are allowed to put lots of oil on the foot, which is subsequently going to go in the shoe.
Because you're
not doing physically a... We'll explain. We'll see soon. Let me just finish the Shulchan Aruch. V'soch kol gufoi, and you're allowed to be v'soch kol gufoi mis ageil al gav ha'oir. You're allowed to put oil on yourself, gently, meis agel, and it's going to drip, it's going to go down onto the leather of the shoe. That's also okay. So imagine you put a bit of oil on your shoulders, and that's going to drip down, it's going to go down into your, all the way to your foot, which is in the shoe, and then therefore the shoe is going to get soft. That's also okay. As long as it's only a small amount and not a very, very huge amount. If it's a small amount, it's okay. But that's not your intention. If it's not your intention. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains a little bit more into if cotton yud base. Behold, the processing of the leather. That's one of the 39 melachos. Ve'ebudhu, ebud is defined by moleach es ha'oil, by salting the leather. Hoshem abdoi b'shad vorim shederech la'abdoi. Or you're putting salt in the leather, or you're processing in any normal way that you normally be processing the leather. V'chein, similarly, im doir es ha'oil b'ragloi. If you are, that's right, trampling and stamping on the leather, b'ragloi with your foot, ad she'iskash until it gets hard. That's also part of the processing of the letter. Oy, or shemerachoy biyotov, humoyshroich, if you're taking it with your hand and you are like pulling it and stretching it, you'll be chayev. So if you're taking the leather and you're playing around with it, then that will be chayev. Do told him ma'abed, it's all told him ma'abed. V'chein, and suddenly, mirachoich b'shemen, if you're using oil to soften the leather, that's also. Gam came in ibudu v'chayev. V'chein tzorich, therefore, we must be careful. V'chein tzorich leizoy mitam zeh shelo yimshech minon chadosh b'shemen. You must be careful not to oil new shoes. And chaodem kosev d'chiyuv v'namayikv, that's also m'deiraisa. V'yesh le'osr gam b'min al-yoshon. The same will apply with an old shoe as well. Hu bifrat yesh le'achim b'chol gavne. Chayodim says, not only did it also with new shoes, but in fact with old shoes as well, because people won't be able to distinguish. Similarly, also by oiling, by putting oil on new shoes in order to darken them, which we call nowadays polishing. Polishing shoes is chayiv. So when you polish your shoes, polishing shoes is chayev. Nirad yesh leser de kula am mishum chashash tzviya. And that's tzviya as well. Right. Okay, so therefore, we'll be also do that. Now, Rabbi Isai, what do you think about nowadays, if you're wearing new shoes nowadays? You get new shoes, let's say you get new Shabbos shoes. And you're wearing them for the first time on Shabbos. Also, why? I want to know if you, just the fact of wearing those shoes, the first time you wear the shoes, you will probably, they'll go soft. I'm saying, we're learning now that it's an ibud by putting oil putting oil in the shoes because you're making them soft. That's the type of ibud. And therefore it's also, I want to know, Shulchan Aruch explained, Mishnah Berurah explained, that not only by putting oil in, but in fact, by stretching it, and by pulling it, and by playing around with it, that's also a type of ibud, and therefore it's going to be chayev. So I don't know, but wearing new shoes, they're hard. First time you wear them, in the shop they're still hard. After wearing them for a day, or after being for a short time, they start getting soft. I would like to know if that's a part of ibud or not. No, why not? Derech Levisha. So there's a heter of ibud Derech Levisha? You're saying it's Derech Levisha. Does everybody agree to that? Agree or disagree? Derech Levisha, heter of Derech Levisha. Why? Also for women, why? Oh, that's an interesting one. Rabbi said, did you hear that? If it's very, very uncomfortable shoes, men won't. But women might feel really uncomfortable with them because they, yeah, that's true. So you think that is the odd problem for it all. So you're saying, we've got two questions now. We've got brand new shoes on Shabbos. So there's one problem of making the leather soft, which we're saying that could be the head of the Echlevish you want to suggest, and you're saying there's another problem with regards to new shoes, and that's the fact that they're really, really hard, and maybe you're going to end up carrying them on Shabbos, especially if you're a lady. What's that? So Rabbi Isai, what any other opinions? Chaim Yeshua Alevi, Mutar also, brand new shoes on Shabbos. Should you first? They're more comfortable.
Can't wear shoes on Shabbos, then what can you do with them?
No, wear them first on Thursday.
I'm not convinced. I think that when you're eating, you're allowed to salt bones in your mouth, and that's called eating.
Yeah.
Wearing them
surely should be okay. Good, Rabbi Yisrael. Okay, I'm going to go with your question. Is a very good question about. Let me say it's mutter, Rabbi Yisrael. Let me say it's permitted. There's no problem of wearing brand new shoe on Shabbos. In fact, there's an old Yekish minik. A very old Yekish minik. It's called Benoyen. Benoyen. I don't think it's so common anymore nowadays. Anybody knows the minik of Benoyen? But the old Yekers, they would only wear everything. All the new things that you would buy, they would first time they wore it, would only wear it on Shabbos. Benoyen. First time you wear something, it was going to have to be on Shabbos. So the good old Yekers, when the really good Yekers, when they would buy new weekday clothes, the first time they wear it, they're going to wear it on Shabbos. First time, it's called Benoyen. So yes, absolutely, Benoyen on Shabbos is fine. If you've got new shoes on Shabbos, you'll have to wear them first time on Shabbos. Well, there's no problem with Abed. Now, because of your problem, why is it not Nechashash carrying? Although I do remember seeing something in Shin Aleph about this, or in Shin Gimel about this, we're not choshes of Kotzah. I don't remember why though, but we're not even, I remember there was talk about women, you're right. There's definitely consideration about the women that buy sometimes shoes because of their looks. We wouldn't really do that. If they're comfortable, we're going to go for them. If they're not comfortable, we're probably not going to go with them. But that's not necessarily true for everybody. So by women, I remember there was such a chashash. They may purchase shoes that may be extremely uncomfortable. And there was chashash. But I don't know why there was no chashash. There was talk about it, but I don't know what the reason was why we're not goyzer. We're not goyzer. I don't remember why, but I remember that what I said was mutter. Now, with regards to ibud, the answer is because the ibud that we're learning is if you're adding oil. This is really important. Adding oil is part of the processing of the melacha. Once they're completely processed, and they have a certain, they're completely processed, the shoes that we've got, they're done, they're finished, they're complete. There's no ibud anymore that is going to take place. On the contrary, what's going to be is probably you're starting, as it were, to wear them out. That's really what's happening. It's not part of the processing and improvement of the leather. On the contrary, they are now in the process of, it's the very first. You can't give it back to the shop, right? Once you've used them that much. So it's not part of the ibud. On the contrary, it's wearing them out. And therefore, there's not a shayla at all. It's not even an issa, which is an mischavan, and therefore it's mutter, but it's not considered ibud at all. When we are talking about over here, adding oil, it's part of the processing of the leather, and that's why it's also. When we're talking about the Rambam, who says that stretching them and pulling them and handling the leather is also, that's why is that? Because. Yeah, it's part of the processing, and that's why it's also. And that's why it's different in this particular case over here. Polishing shoes are both sides, very important, and that's why polishing shoes is severe. That's why. So I remember somebody asked me once that if you go to very posh hotels, not that I've got any much experience in it, but if you go to posh hotels, you keep the shoes outside, they get polished overnight. Is that true or untrue? Is that a myth?
They've got machines now.
Okay, so it's not true. If you keep the shoes outside the room, they're not going to clean it, they're not going to polish it?
It's
not anymore.
But the good hotels got machines.
They've got machines, alright, okay. So that's probably where it comes from. If you keep shoes, apparently there was such a thing that if you keep your shoes in a posh hotel, and then you keep overnight, they get the hint and they polish it for you. So that's what I heard. I don't know if that. Oh, yeah? Oh, there you go. Okay. So the question is, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos as well? So if it's Goyim doing it, I assume it was Goyim. Certain, was it Goyim doing it? You guys are very good. Okay, good. So the question was, if you've got that custom of keeping the shoes outside, and somebody comes and. It's and they sort it out overnight. Is that a problem on Shabbos or not? Can you keep the shoes outside? And pardon? Is that called not asking? Or is it called asking? Why are they outside the door?
Pretty big hint.
Pardon?
It's a big hint.
It's probably considered it's pretty much amira. It's an indirect amira, right? It's a melacha d'oraisa. It's a melacha d'oraisa, Rabbi Yisai. That's what Mishnah Berurah said over here, and that's we're learning now. Polishing shoes is d'oraisa, whether it is ma'abed, or as the Mishnah Berurah says, tzoveya, you've got a d'oraisa over here. It's also amir nochi over is a d'oraisa.
is also, and therefore it would be also. So it means that if you end up in a very posh hotel, which still has the minhag of polishing your shoes, watch out to keep your shoes, make sure to keep the shoes in. Do it on Thursday. You know what? Do it on Thursday. Bring your shirt. Do it on Thursday night.
So if you turn the sign around that says "Do not disturb."
Yeah.
So that's the green light. Someone's
going to
come and clean your
room. Oh. That's a good question. Yeah, that's it. No, it's not Gomer. It's Amir Lenochi. You're putting the green light on. They get the hint. It's not a hint. You're paying them for that. If they don't clean your room, you can ask for a refund. I think it would be Amir Lenochi, and you're paying for it. I'm not sure. They're expected to do that, right? Yeah, I don't think they would be. Do you think of a heter? One second. What are they doing? They might not be doing things which is also to change a bed. Is not also. The man Hoover. Okay, they don't have to Hoover.
I don't think it's for their sake.
Why is it for their sake?
That's what the hotel. They don't do it.
Yeah, but you paid for it. It's not.
Have
it's
law, maybe.
Have law? Why, how does the have law work?
You pay wherever you pay at the end of your hotel bill, and it covers everything. And all
but it's not the way they count it. They do per day. And part of that day, unless you get a package deal for a week, then perhaps. But
then it's got from midnight to midnight.
Oh, that's what Moshe speaks about, midnight to midnight. That's not the way the hotels do per night.
You're paying for the room.
You're paying for the room. Ah. So perhaps, okay, if that's true, you're paying for the room, and you're paying for the room. Doesn't sit so comfortable with me. What do you say? If you're paying for the room and you're keeping the light on, which means that they're meant to clean the room, that'd be... I don't think it's a posh heter.
Another question. Why wouldn't polishing shoes also be memorayach? Because you're kind of smoothing.
It might be, yeah. It probably is. Yeah? Yeah, it probably is. Yes, I agree. Yeah. Mishnebu also mentions of Vienna. I'll finish off with that. In Sefkotten, at the end of Sefkotten design, he also tells us that a person who pulls off the height... the bottom line in the first column, if you pull off, you tear off the skin, the hide, the leather, if you pull off the skin, like on a human body, pulling off skin is an issa de reise, so similarly also, when you've got leather, and you're putting off some of the, you're putting off the leather, the one layer of the skin, of another layer of a skin with leather, that would also be awesome at the reise. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and also speaks about various levels of klaf. Sofa who's got klaf and he pulls off one layer of the other layer, that would also be awesome at the reise. We learned this evening, we completed Simon Shin Chav Zayin, and we learned about the massage, which is also if you do it in a regular way, if you do it in a slightly different way, then it would be mutter. But however, make sure not to do it too strongly and watch out, relax a bit, relax, chill out, not too strong the massage, it will be mutter. We learned about scratching off, which is if you're full of tit and soy, it will be mutter anyway. If it's not that bad, then it makes a difference. With your hand, it's mutter, with the cleats also. We then learned about the oil, and we discussed that putting oil on the of leather is also putting oil on your foot, which is in the shoe is also as well. Putting lots of oil on your foot, which is then going to go into the shoe, that's mutter. Also, if you pour oil on yourself, which is then going to go into the shoe, that's mutter as well. And with this, Rabbi Isai, we have completed Besiat Ishmael Simon Shin Chav Zayin. With this, we have completed our cycle, which started, I just checked with Moshe Lerner, we started in November 2011, and that's 1,600 plus shiurim. So that's a big mazel tov. We started Shin Chav Ches. Yeah, and I think they're pretty much all online as well. So that's November 2011. That gives us... Pardon? Tomorrow's Shin online. Yeah, I can relax now. I can just... I just press the button and you can... Yeah. Okay, so Rabbi Isai, a huge mazel tov for all of us. A huge mazel tov. Yes, we're actually upgrading into a 5-course meal. Yes, apparently family is a kill, that's what the, yeah. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I think we should celebrate this in an appropriate manner. If anybody's happy to, I think we should
I mean, I remember that last time, in fact, I remember that when Mr. Cohen was still participating in the Shia, and then which Chelim? Joseph Kahn, when he used to come to Shia. Then we had once a very nice party hosted by himself.
Yes.
Remember that? I think we should, if we can do something, pull off something of those lines, I think it would be really nice. Anybody? Shalashudas or something? I don't know. Can I? Okay, I leave to the steering committee. Okay, fine. Good evening, Abayisai. Good evening.